Not so fast on Capitol Hill. I'm Lisa Brady, Fox News. Some Republican lawmakers pushing back on a bipartisan spending bill released overnight.
This monstrous spending bill clocks in at 4,155 pages.
Utah Senator Mike Lee rejecting the pressure to fast-track votes, and Wisconsin Senator Ron Johnson says he'll propose an amendment to strip out thousands of earmarks.
This is the gateway drug to the massive deficit spending, to the mortgaging of our children's future. It has to stop.
But Senate Minority Leader Mitch McConnell supports the bill, saying it achieves nearly all of the Republican priorities. And Senate Majority Leader Chuck Schumer calls it a big step in the right direction.
It doesn't include everything we wanted. McConnell blocked a lot of things. Things I cared about.
Congress has a Friday deadline to avoid a government shutdown. Women are now banned from attending universities in Afghanistan, part of the Taliban's expanding crackdown on their rights.
Earlier this year, the Taliban forced many universities to narrow the fields in which women could study. Nursing and literature were allowed, for example, but agriculture, economics, engineering were out. This after the Taliban had already said high school-aged girls could no longer attend school until they figured out a way for them to do so in a manner they deemed appropriate. Now the country's education minister says women cannot attend university or college at all until further notice. Last month, women were banned from parks in Kabul, as the Taliban leader said Islamic laws weren't being properly followed.
Fox's Jessica Rosenthal. The State Department calls the university ban unacceptable and says the Taliban will face significant consequences, also calling the timing ironic on the same day the Taliban released two detained Americans. The State Department says it appears to be a goodwill gesture and that it was not a prisoner swap. Stocks finish higher. The Dow up 92 points at the closing bell, though that's off the session highs. The S&P and the NASDAQ also higher. America is listening to Fox News.
Hi, everybody. It's Brian Kilmeade. I want you to join me weekdays at 9 a.m. East as we break down the biggest stories of the day with some of the biggest newsmakers and, of course, what you think.
Listen live or get the podcast now at BrianKilmeadeShow.com.
News. A California judge rejects a new murder trial for Scott Peterson, who's serving a life sentence for killing his pregnant wife, Lacey, and their unborn son, dumping their bodies into San Francisco Bay on Christmas Eve in 2002. The defense argued the trial was tainted by a juror who lied about her own history of domestic violence. A superior court judge, though, says it wasn't enough juror misconduct to require a new trial. Peterson can appeal. The House Ways and Means Committee meeting to decide whether to release the tax returns that President Trump had refused to make public and that the committee recently received after a court fight.
Chairman Richard Neal, a Massachusetts Democrat, sent the meeting into executive session. In remarks prior, Ranking Member Kevin Brady of Texas said any release sets a bad precedent that goes beyond the former president.
And overturns decades of privacy protection for average Americans that have existed since the Watergate reforms.
Brady did not say what the Ways and Means Committee will do on tax returns in the next Congress when he holds the gavel.
Fox's Grinnell Scott. A poignant goodbye from the longest-serving member of the U.S. Senate.
Since arriving to the Senate nearly 50 years ago, Vermont Democrat Patrick Leahy has cast more than 17,200 votes, the second most in the history of the country.
I've had this sense of awe about the Senate from an early age.
In his farewell speech on the Senate floor, Leahy recalled a career spanning back to 1975.
We faced a nation broken by the Watergate scandal, the resignation of President Nixon, and an endless war in Vietnam.
Leahy is 82 years old, finishing his eighth term in the Senate. He has twice served as Senate pro tem, a leadership post in the presidential line of succession. On Capitol Hill, Jared Halpern, Fox News.
Again, stocks finish in the green. Oil prices climbing back over $76 a barrel. I'm Lisa Brady, Fox News.
From the Fox News Podcasts Network, subscribe and listen to the Trey Gowdy Podcast. Former federal prosecutor and four-term U.S. congressman from South Carolina brings you a one-of-a-kind podcast. Subscribe and listen now by going to foxnewspodcasts.com.